Right. Good morning, everybody. I'm just going to read, well, Jack's, I think, put it in a nutshell from last week, paying yourself correctly. Every mistake that's ever been done, I've done it. And it really leads us right into the chapter today of leaving people with their dignity. I think that starts with yourself. and then it extends out from there. But she writes this. She says, the CEO who pays himself correctly pays attention to the financials provided by PRC Weekly. They pay attention to the CPR report itself and rely on it as a tool. They discuss the projections and only make adjustments to their salary after much discussion with the team. And the most important thing of all, they rely on God to guide them. The CEO thinks he is solving his financial problems by not paying himself is delusional. I chuckle because I was once delusional, thinking that, oh yeah, if I just don't pay myself, you know, boy, I'm the man, the myth, and the legend, right? You know, sacrificing myself for the company, sacrificing my family, sacrificing everything to try to make this company work. Well, it's better to, you know, whether you're a widget manufacturer or you're a contractor on the phone this morning, it's much better to have proper pricing, proper margins, and also proper overhead. You know, it's, and it all starts in, you know, like I said, it leads us right into today of leaving people with their dignity. Because if you're not paying yourself and you're not taking care of your family, you're obviously not leaving you or your family with their dignity. And so that's where it begins. So as we learn, and I had, you know, I graduate. I think I have a graduate PhD from the University of Hard Knocks. And, you know, you learn, and it all lines up to start, you know, it starts with you. And then you grow, your company grows, the people around you grow. But, you know, anyway, it starts with between you and God. Let's pray as we go into this morning. Lord, we do thank you for this morning, and we thank you that we can be together, come together, learn and grow together. You know, sometimes we look at something like, you know, paying yourself correctly as, I don't need to hear that, or something like that. You know, we have all kinds of stupid thoughts every day where, Lord, it's probably one of the most important concepts that out of these chapters is just that simple thing, because that leads right into leaving people with their dignity. And it leads right into us, you know, showing dignity for our own personhood as people, as your creations, created in the image of God. It says, created he them, and he breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And we thank you for that. We thank you for just all the implications that that brings. We thank you for this morning. We commit this time to you, and we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And
that's great at the end there, leaving the cream in the container. I don't put cream in my coffee. I drink it black, but I can relate to if you ever have a bowl of cereal and you're right at the end of the milk carton, and do you pour that extra bit of milk in your cereal, or do you just leave it in a carton and put it away? Because, you know, if I pour that extra bit of milk in, I've done it, and then it's like, man, that's too much. I know just the right amount of milk I want in my cereal, right? In your Fruit Loops or whatever you got. But, you know, it's leaving that. And, man, leaving people with their dignity is challenging, to say the least. And when we don't, as Patrick said near the end there, when we don't, there's two people who leave without their dignity. You know, you can have a customer who just doesn't want to leave you with your dignity, or doesn't want to leave others with their dignity. And how you respond to them is huge, because I've seen it. It's huge. If you stand right back and say, okay, we're going to go toe-to-toe, everybody loses. Everybody loses. I've seen it. I've experienced it. And then if you're able to leave that human being on the other side, even though they don't want to, with their dignity, somehow the relationship works out and it's so much better. And it's, you know, I know it's impossible because, man, there's times you just want to, you feel like you just got to do it. They deserve it or whatever it is. And you got to run. You know, Patrick says, you know, there's those scriptures and you just can't. Yeah, I'm in the middle of getting angry and I'm going to say, oh, excuse me for a minute. I need to go pray to Jesus to help calm down. And, you know, and everything in you says no. But, you know, there's that scripture that Paul gives when he talks about, he's talking about immorality. But I think it goes here, too. He says, flee immorality. You know, he's like, run. Hightail it out. Get out of there. Whatever you got to do, get out. And, you know, when we're about to try to strip somebody down, there is that, I knew from my own experience, there's that in me which says, stop it. And when there's the stop it, it's like if you got to run, you run. You know, you just got to run. Anyway, it's very challenging, very challenging. Like I said, start with yourself. Leave yourself with your dignity. Pay yourself correctly. Listen to the people around you. And then, you know, lead, teach, and inspire your troops because they want it. They want to do every employee that works for you. And if they don't want to do things correctly, then, you know, they don't want to work for you anymore. But 99.9% of the people that are employed by you want to do a good job. So if we leave them with their dignity, they'll do an even better job. Anyway, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. And yeah, Lord, when we think about somebody wanting to throw bombs and missiles and things like that, we do wonder, what scripture were they reading in the morning? So we can just pray. We can pray for peace. Peace with all men. Peace with all men, even when it seems impossible. So we just pray that you would just bring peace where peace needs to come. And also, Lord, in our own interactions every day with those who are employed by us, with our customers, with the team around us. Lord, we're surrounded with so many excellent people. So may we always be seeking out that. And when we need to, if we got to run, let's run. So we can cling to you and see what you will do. Because you do great things. We thank you for this morning. We commit it all unto you as we get on with our day. We pray these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.